Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood, what's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Welcome all to the number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Here's your co-host, Lisa V, and your host, with all the connections, Dawn Reese.
Well, we want to thank you for tuning in on Friday night. And it's just not Hollywood Connections. It's really God giving us all these connections and people. And I just want to start the show off. And I just want to say, if anybody needs prayer out there, I just want to lift this show up in the name of Jesus. And we just ask for the blood of Jesus to come over and just bless everybody that's here. And whatever your dreams and goals are, we keep praying for you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So before we start, I want to introduce to you Lisa V.
Hi, hello, it's me, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Yes, and we covered the Gasparilla Film Festival last week.
Sunscreen Film Festival.
A couple weeks ago, there
yeah.
I am.
I did both, it's okay.
I'm on antibiotics for my, I have puffy cheeks right now.
Right. It's
sunscreen, Tony, yes, Tony.
Yes, yes. And I covered it, and it was really fun, and I ended up singing, and it was really cool, because I have people with VIP tags, and they're actually filming me, and then people are messaging me like, do you do parties? I'm like, I do bat mitzvahs, bar mitzvahs, quinceañeras. I can do everything. And I'm inexpensive. I don't want to say cheap, but I'm inexpensive. Trust me. It's just to get me out there.
Well, so many.
Yeah.
So many great things. So this hour is the Rose Rosen hour. You know that.
Yes, it is. I'm excited.
So let me tell you a little bit about
Rose. She brought her entourage, too.
Let me tell you. She's done major films. I mean, from Edward Scissorhands to so many others. We're going to go into that. As well as she's not just, talented artist. And she's got women in film. If you have a question for Rose Rosen, casting director, call us at 727-441-3000 or put it on my Facebook. We are live, and I will ask it on the air and say your name. So welcome, Rose Rosen. It's your hour.
Thank you. Oh, and also you could go live on my, I'm live on my Rose Rosen page.
Yes.
So nice. You can ask questions on that on Facebook.
There you
so
go.
Please help yourself.
Yes. So Rose, yes. Just give us a little more synopsis of your background to everybody.
So I've been around for years.
You sound like a little now.
And, you know, I started a bunch of years ago in St. Louis. I was a fashion editor. And from there, I moved into styling and doing makeup and finding locations and casting. And I did, like, all aspects of production.
Right.
So I learned early on how to
do
it.
So you were a fashion editor. Where did you go to school to learn that?
I don't think you learned that in school, but
it's
I went to Webster.
Hard
right? I went to Webster University, you know, and got a BA, and I learned media mass comm so I could understand. I was a writer and, you know,
wow,
journalist and all that. So I kind of got all aspects of it.
So what did you write?
Yeah.
Fashion articles.
Ah. Have a few
wow.
Writers. That's it.
I know so many people.
Favorite designer?
Yes.
Favorite designer.
that
maybe
you wrote about.
Halston.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I forgot about Halston. Oh, yeah. Halston. Yeah. Yeah. That's what we need for Las Vegas. Rent the runway, okay. Halston. Okay, it's on. Okay. Yeah. That's it. I forgot.
Kind of a classic.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Well, so were you an actress as well yourself?
I've never been an actress. That's
really?
Not my road.
I do either.
I am just.
Do as I say, not as I do.
A critical observer.
Well, you have an eye for that.
Yeah. No question. Gift. I understand talent from the get-go, from back then through the years. I've always hired talent. And then, you mm-hmm. know, as I moved here, I just dropped off aspects of what I do, and now I just do casting.
Well, like, you know, I found this beautiful girl. I sent you a video,
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Her name is Belle.
She's adorable,
know.
Isn't she?
I know. Yes. And she does, like, this Disney everything, you know, and I said, oh, my God, I've got to help you, and to parties and so forth. So what advice can you give her? I mean, that's what her character, that's what she wants to do.
I mean, the truth is the best thing to do is to get an agent. Mm-hmm. And there it's not that hard. Go to sagaftra.org mm-hmm. and it lists all the union agents, and you can whittle that down to Florida.
Right.
Right there, you don't have to be a member. You can get right into the website and they'll tell you to, you know, what those agents are. Email all of them, your headshots, your resume, whatever you have, even if it's not a lot. Mm-hmm. And you'd be surprised at the amount of agents that'll take you, and you don't have to be exclusive here. You could be listed, multi-listed with many different agents.
Right.
So it's pretty easy.
We even have, I just sent you a contract.
Yes, you did.
We have Famous Faces. I used to work with Sherry Reichert before she passed away back in the days.
Oh, yeah.
I loved her. And she was my dear friend. And so anyways, Paul Levine called me up and said, hey, if somebody needs an agent and they got to be good, I can help represent them. So I have all the paperwork that I pass over.
Good.
So I'm just kind of be their scout with that. So that's kind of cool.
Sweet.
That's so cool.
That's what you do.
Yep. That's true. And also, so Rose, so tell us, when people come to a casting, what do you look for? What is the Rose and golden touch that you say, okay, I want this person in this movie? Because a lot of people want to know what the casting process is like.
So, I mean, each role is very individual. I look for what the director tells me mm-hmm. he needs. Mm-hmm. So, to get to that, I have a long conversation with the director. I won't sign on to anything if the director won't speak with me, mm-hmm. which oddly, they won't. They're busy guys. They're like, just let the casting director do it. Just give her a list. And I'm like, I don't want a list. I need to talk to the director. If he's not willing to talk to me, I'm not going to sign on to the project.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
And so we have a long talk, and then I get what he wants. And then I bring that into the room, and when I see what seems to match what he wants, plus a little extra.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to me it's obvious, and I don't know why, and I'm not always right, but it's right to me.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
he or she may like somebody different, mm-hmm. but I know who I like.
Right. So, and then with some of the movies, can you name like what you've casted for, what you're working on now?
I've got Not Alone. I did that was all here, but we brought in some great stars: Pat Healy, Richard mm-hmm. Lawson, Sarah Schroeder from Hollywood. So mm-hmm. so they're super. Richard Lawson is Beyonce's stepdad.
Okay.
And Pat Healy was in The Post prior to our movie. So these are seasoned actors. And that's going to premiere in June.
Okay.
Right here. Nice. We'll have a little premiere in Tampa, so you guys will be there, I'm
yes.
sure.
Yes, that would be great. Oh, definitely. Thank you.
Well, yeah, of course.
Everywhere. Okay.
Yes.
Well, you know, I'm
everywhere
so
anywhere.
I'm so impressed. You know, of course, one of my dear friends brought me over to the Women in Film, Bobby, and she said, you've got to see this. And I came, and I was just in awe of your Christmas party. Women
wasn't
in Film.
Wasn't it fun?
It was one of the best
events.
Yeah,
I know. We had a great time.
Oh, my gosh. So tell everybody, this is some things I want to get through, that how do you get to be with Women in Film, and what does it do for your career?
So, Women in Film and Television, Florida, Tampa Bay. Follow us on Facebook.
There you have it.
Anyway, we meet once a month, like on the third Wednesday at 5:30, and it you have to follow us because you're not going to find out where we meet unless you look see it on Facebook. If you're a member, you'll get an email, which is a good reason to be a member because at least then you get that. The membership is cheap and easy. If you have 2 years experience, you can be a professional for $75 a year. I mean,
that's pretty nice. Yeah,
that's,
I know.
Come on, divide that by 12. That's for me, nothing.
and then there's, and in Florida, you could be a friend for $40 a year. I mean, and that's literally anybody out there who wants to be a, you know, and I'm trying so hard to get to 100 because that's just my personal goal.
Where are you at now?
I think we're like at 93. We hover between 91 and 98, and I want to shoot myself in the head.
Well, no,
not at all.
Well, we just have to keep promoting it. We should run a commercial for that.
You should.
Yes, and so you can cut it, and we'll run a 30-second spot commercial and keep running that while we're on the air, so that would help you.
That would be great.
That would be good.
I'm going to sign up, so I'm either 93 or 94.
Exactly.
After the show, I'll sign up.
Yes.
I've been singing for 25 years, but I haven't done anything in the acting business except my Facebook post.
And Johnny picked her up for a movie coming up.
He called me. I never sleep through my phone. Everybody who knows me knows that when I say like a mosquito flies in front of me, I'm awake. So I sleep through and Johnny calling me on a Sunday night to say, hey, I would like to put you in the scene in the courtroom because you'll be seen like 7 times. We keep flashing back and then you're going to be, you know, supporting, you know, the act, you know, the lead. And then we're going to show you singing because of the relationship and your reaction in court. I'm literally sitting like laughing going, I dreamt this 3 years ago. God said, you're going to be in a movie singing an original song. And I just thought I had too many Bloody Marys when I used to drink. But no, it's happening. But it's amazing because I get to help out and be behind the scenes. And it's cool because I got my email where my name, it says extra. And there's my name. And I'm like, wow, this is so amazing.
But, you know, even at Sunscreen Film Festival, there were so many local producers that were there.
Yes.
And in the friendship and the people that want to help other people was truly amazing.
Right.
Yeah.
And I feel, and maybe this is, you know, but I feel that starts with that Women in Film group that we have really fostered a grassroots, you know, like we're welcome. We're happy. We're, you know,
we're supporting each other. We're lifting each other up. There you go.
Yes, that's what I was thinking of.
I could feel it over here.
Yeah. Now, Lisa, you want to ask her a question about the other.
I do. You're an artist and your gallery. And let me tell you, I have a few pieces and would love to go to your gallery
and
see what we got going on.
So wait, I don't have a gallery. You've made me way too big. But okay. I do have a show opening. It's going to be at HCC on June 27th. And I'll be there. I hope you will.
Yes,
I'm not the only artist showing there. It's a group I'm in called the Creatives Exchange.
So there is a local group because I met somebody through Spectrum who's an amazing artist and his work is on Instagram. So he would be able to.
Creatives group is a closed group. It's 13 women, maybe women 12. Okay. It depends on the day. But yeah, and we're just, and you know, we get together, you know, obviously it's not a big group, it's just a little thing, but we're very strong, we do really cool stuff, and I am proud to be a member of that, because those artists, you know, are really something.
So
but thank you for
what
noticing
do you
my
make art. what is your
I fuse glass, so I take hard glass and then put it into a kiln and put it into a form and it comes out in shapes, and I make like dishes and stuff.
Really?
Thank you.
Well, is there a website on that or on your
creativesexchange.com? I do have a website. Yeah.
Okay, and then what are pieces go for about for people?
In the $1 to $3, $1 to $4.
Okay.
Yeah, that's nice. That's just like that's very reasonable. Yes.
So a question I have as well, and I'm waiting for questions here. Come on, people.
I have two from Facebook.
I have two. Thing.
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay, sure. I'll take it over. Sherry.
Display it just on page.
I did want to say, Cherie Johnson said that WIFT is a great organization. And I love being a member.
Nice.
Okay, there it is.
Sweet.
Oh, and then somebody says, I'm terrific. Sherry Open.
Yeah, I think
I love to hear that.
That wasn't it.
And there's another Sherry that has a question that says, how did you get into being a casting
I was starting, you know, I was talking about that. And, you know, it was like this natural progression after I was in, you know, I moved from editorial to advertising to knowing all the aspects of production. And then I moved down here and, you know, there were a lot of movies being shot here back in the year. Blah, blah, blah.
And, the year, blah, blah, blah. And where did you move from?
St. Louis.
St. Louis, Missouri.
No, funny. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah. And so, yeah, so when I moved down here and it just seemed the casting, you know, I kept parts of the aspects of what I do, but then I just moved right into casting and it made a lot of sense. And
is it connections? Because I know, you know, I used to have so many people. I used to help Jenny Jones back in the day.
Oh, right, right,
yeah,
right, right.
And I had over 100 kids and acts back in the days, but they put me on her show, and a lot of these kids have gone on to like superstardom. You know, I go back and I go,
right.
Wow.
So I know, it's funny how you see the people over the years that.
Do you feel like the fairy godmother sometimes, like when you see somebody that...
That's my favorite part of my job.
I know.
100%. Yeah. My favorite part is giving people, you know...
A break.
Sprinkling the stars.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like, you know, I sprinkled the glitter. It's yeah. Just so happy. It's in my
like
interns...
Like the pixie dust, Tinkerbell
yes.
style.
My interns, like, loved, you know, can I make the call?
Can I tell them?
Like, yeah. My daughter had a middle school principal that, like, contacted me when he retired. He says, can I come work for you? I said, sure. And he says, all I want to do is make the call.
All I want to do is make the call.
I mean, isn't that so sweet?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, yeah, made his day.
So do you have any stories, like when you gave that break to somebody, do you have any stories that you know where they're, you know, have gone on to do other things and big things that you know it came from you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't like to take credit for other people's stuff, you mm-hmm. know, I mean...
Like if they came to an audition to you.
Right. I mean, right. Back in the day, Brad Pitt used to come through.
I am not going to say
I created his career because I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't
but you gave him a break, which helped.
I don't think so.
So honesty on Hollywood Connections. That's how we roll. Sorry, Brad.
I think maybe I didn't. So, no. But, yeah, it was pretty hot back here then. And a lot of... So it would be like... In that time period, we had New York, Los Angeles, and Florida.
Right.
Florida was Hollywood East, and now it's not. But
now you did Edward Scissorhands, and so did you cast Johnny Depp?
I did not. That was one of the first things of my career. So
okay.
I did the day players and the extras.
Okay.
So I had to get people because Tim Burton was very specific about he wanted like. Because it was all in a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted, if you were out in front of that house mowing a lawn one day, and he needed you 3 weeks later, he needed somebody out in front of that house, it had to be the same person.
Right.
He wouldn't deal with that lack of continuity. So I had to talk, you know, a couple hundred people into being neighbors and showing up every day, whether or not we'd use you. For, I don't know, I think it was maybe $89 a day. That was a lot of money back then,
right.
But still, in the heat, you know, I mean, we took good care of them.
Right? For $89 a day, yeah. They did.
We did. We took good care of them, but it was, you know, it was a lot to talk people into it. But I still know these people today, and they're very thankful they did it.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know, all's well that ends well.
Did you ever have a moment that you had a memorable moment of casting that you said, this was just a wow day? Anything that... This
like every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Every day. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like what I do. I really do. And,
right.
And, I mean, it can be very frustrating.
Okay.
You know, trying to get the right people to come in the door, or once they're in there... Their behavior can be atrocious.
And I've seen that on the set. I was on Speed 2 and Lethal Weapon, and I've seen people, which I want to bring this up. You know, I was on Lethal Weapon 3 back in the days with Mel Gibson, Danny Glover.
Yeah.
As a secretary. But I was a young actress at that time, and I remember going around as my young reporter, and I found out half the people were related to somebody in the film.
Right.
Everybody.
Right.
And there was like a handful of actresses, and I'm like, wait a second. So is that still happening these days where... kind of, sort of, or
sure, yeah, I think, yeah. I think, I mean,
yeah, they take care of each other.
Yeah, I mean, I think that happens in Hollywood. I think, yeah,
happens,
yeah,
everywhere.
Happens everywhere.
Yeah, it's,
if
great,
your kid wants a job and you can give it to him, you're going to do that.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah, and the other thing too is, what does Rose Rosen do to relax? What do you do? Do you get to the beach? And what are your other hobbies that you like to do?
It's the glass fusing. Is my form of therapy. It's my relaxation.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. That's it. Well, and I had a nice massage today.
And the grandpa. Oh, a massage.
It does.
I will tell you, I have to shout out again, Bianca over at Massage Envy. I could not walk. I was doing promotions and I could not. Do you ever have like a sciatic thing happening? And I was like walking like a, you know, yeah.
Hunchback.
I have the whole thing in my neck. It's terrible.
Oh, my God. Yeah. She got the pressure points and exposed. Christy showed me too. She's like, you have a knot back there. I'll tell you, if you are stressed out in your life or you've got something going on, seriously, a massage does help tremendously.
No, it does.
Yeah,
it does.
Make sure you do that.
It's a good thing.
Especially in this business.
And my massage therapist,
I'm
we
loving
have
all the people
coupons.
On my, wait, oh, wait,
free 30-minute massages.
My feet here. Look.
Hi. What does it say?
Hi, everybody. So this is James first. He says, I'm great.
I'm great.
I'm great too, James.
Hi, James.
Then Michelle Wolf. She says,
hi, Michelle.
I'm awesome.
Hi, Michelle.
Hey. Then there's Jessica.
Okay, there's
Carrasco.
Jessica.
And, oh, Elliot, this is Mike Reisman. He says, I'm a natural.
There you go.
It reminds, anyway, me, remember Romper Room? You say,
hi, guys.
I see so-and-so, and I see so-and-so, and I see so-and-so.
Right?
I know. I miss. Oh, well, we had Miss Lois. Who did you have?
Oh.
It was regional. Do you not know this about Romper Room?
No.
This is.
Oh, here we go. We got some Romper Room story. Okay, behind the scenes of the Romper Room.
I found this out not too many years ago that I had Miss Lois and you had Miss. Who was your Romper Room? You don't remember your Romper Room gal? Come on, who was your Romper Room gal?
Oh, that was my older sister.
I just heard
of Romper Room.
I don't know. I just remember.
Jane. Anyway, she was regional.
Oh,
isn't that crazy? So, like, if I had Miss Lois, then somebody else had Miss Jane.
No, oh. Miss Kangaroo.
Yeah,
Miss Greedy.
I'm just gonna say I'm not old enough to remember any of this. Oh, I don't know what you.
I don't want to say I'm the youngest in the room, but I think I'm one of the younger ones in the room.
Oh my God.
I have, darling.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, we're going to go to a commercial break.
Yes, we are.
The International Christian Film Festival is going on now. I have reporters out there, and I'm so tickled because I'm up tomorrow for nomination for Best Talk Show.
It's already yours. It's yours. In Jesus' name, yours. We're calling it.
I get to walk the red carpet and interview with all the media and press, and our reporters, Lisa, will be there,
yes,
and Renee, and oh my God, Alex, our new production team. We want to thank. We're going to have a powerful day tomorrow. We'll be live,
yes,
on Facebook.
Lou Gossett Jr.
and Kevin Sorbo.
I can't believe it.
That's fun.
Yes, all the Christian celebrity stars, and it's really an awesome event.
Have Kathy Lee Gifford's coming in?
I don't know. That would be awesome. They should have her there.
She's the main
now.
Yeah.
She
top of the list there.
I think she's fabulous.
Probably. Of course
she
is.
So we'll keep you posted on that tomorrow.
Yes.
And we're going to go to that commercial break and come back with a couple callers.
All right.
Yes, we are.
We'll still go live. Tell me. All right. So on my live feed, tell me the phone number.
106.1 The Heat.
727-441-3000. 106.1 FM The Heat.
727.
This is the best film festival I've been to yet. Met people from South Africa, Australia, Lagos, Nigeria, Switzerland, England, all over the United States and Canada.
I'm really impressed with the amount of people here, the amount of friendly and encouraging networking vibe that I've gotten here.
It's amazing. It's like, you know, you have art, you have creativity, and you have the spiritual aspect of it.
But just like I said last year, I said this is like the Christian Oscars, so it's really exciting.
I love it. This is my home festival, so I'm going to continue coming every year.
This honestly is an event that is the Academy Awards.
I don't even know what to say. I'm just so excited. This is great.
friendly and outgoing. They're just real.
Even if you're not in the industry, you should come to this.
We welcome you at Fromagie's. Our main goal is to provide you with an excellent dining experience. Our chef's expertise are focused on true origins from the land of Italy, ingredients and combinations that interpret kitchen with authentic tastes and aromas from amazing pizza. Combinations, large variety of pasta dishes, friendly gluten choices. Visit Fromagie's at Pelican Plaza and Mandalay. All homemade every day. Call 727-351-7632. See you there.
And we're back. And Teresa from California is one of our top reporters. Hi, Teresa. We are here with Rose Rosenauer, and she is the world tourism. She won the world tourism title.
Oh, that's great.
One of our reporters. And Teresa, what is your question for Rose?
Okay.
Hi, Rose. Teresa.
Hi. I have a few questions. What qualifications do you need to be a casting director? In order to be a casting director, what qualifications?
That's a good question. What qualifications do I need to be a casting director? So, none. But
none?
No, just kidding. We actually have a program with the Casting Society of America in Los Angeles. We just started this year that you can get some training actually there. But other qualifications, I learned, you know, school of hard knocks. I don't know what you want to call it, but yeah, I figured it out on my own pretty much. And, you know, and now with the help of the group of the Casting Society, that's the best thing in the world. I tell you, it's wonderful because there's only 800 Casting Society of America members worldwide. I mean, talk about being a real unicorn. That's me.
It's like 0.0 something, it's right?
I don't know other people who do my jobs except for in the organization. And and so it's essential, you know, to get with somebody, be an assistant, and learn that way.
Right.
Okay.
And, you know, I learned that.
I have another question.
Sure.
What does a casting director look for? What do you look for?
Well, it depends on the job. I look for whatever talent is needed for the specific job. I mean, if I'm looking for somebody who can roller skate, that's pretty much what I'm looking for. And if that person needs to be a certain race or a certain age, I need to find that. And then beyond that, there's looks, there's talent, there's so many aspects. It's not just one thing.
Somebody's asking if they can send a photo over to you, or do you have to have an agent? Do you work through an agent, or can they send it to you?
Well, it's you're welcome to mail it, but I don't keep talent, so it's really best to have an agent, and it's best to follow Casting by Rose Rosen on Facebook, for sure. Mm-hmm. And that's the main way, because sometimes I do an open call for weird things that I can't get from agents. You know, if you're a scratch golfer, call me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm the one that does all the golfing. Yeah.
It's out there,
it's a big
golfer.
Deal.
Wow.
I know.
So,
crazy.
Teresa, do you have another question?
Sure. How many hours do casting directors work?
Good question.
Well, it depends on, I mean, some days it's 24 hours. I mean, you know, my friend calls me, you know, it's like I'm on call like a baby doctor. She's like, what are you doing answering the phone? I have to answer the phone. I don't know if it's a client, if it's somebody who didn't show up on set. You know, I feel I'm responsible for a lot of stuff. A lot
of
people.
I didn't think of that.
Right? And so, yeah, I have to keep my phone on me. So in addition to getting them cast, I feel fairly responsible for making sure they show up and they behave. And
the thing is about showing up on time. I mean, that's a big problem where they can't, you know, they realize, hey, I'm late, or they don't call in, or they some excuse.
Right.
And I've seen it happen because I used to work with Boca Talent back in the days as an agent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, back with Anita and then and other people. But I noticed that when you don't show up, they put them on the back burner.
Right.
And they say, all right, sorry, three strikes, you're out.
Well,
we're not sending you.
That's why people hire me, so they can have quality control, if you will.
Right.
It's a bigger difference to have a casting director rather than just, I mean, so many little productions think they could do it on their own, you know. Oh, we'll just put it out on the internet.
And it doesn't work like
it's
that.
Like, whatever.
How about Wrangler? Do you do your own Wrangler, you know, like
no.
sending people in or anything?
I don't wrangle people.
Okay. Explain that to people.
I find talent for
right.
you.
Okay.
I don't touch them after they, you know.
Right.
I mean, you know, you should have an AD
right.
wrangling your talent. If you need a talent wrangler, I'm happy to give you some names of people, but I don't go on set doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I think I was thinking like Central Casting in L.A.
Right. And, well, they do extras.
Right.
I don't do extras.
Right. So that's important. She does not do extras.
Right.
Right.
That's a bigger difference.
Right.
Yeah.
And I have a question for you, Rose. Uh-huh. How much money can a casting member, I mean, do you make a percentage off of what they make? Is it the film director that pays you, or is
that
it everybody?
That's a good question. So I get paid by the production.
Okay.
And it's not, generally speaking, a percentage. It's a day rate. I get paid for my time to work for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working in the interest of the production. This is an important distinction because then a talent agent is working for the talent. So the reason a production needs to hire casting is because I'm working for the production. If you want to just call a talent agent, they're going to give you the talent that they're pushing that week.
Of course.
Whatever is popular to them that week, whatever they need, whatever goods they need to move.
Right. So people don't understand. For you newbies out there,
uh-huh.
you have to have an agent, and the casting director will call the agent,
right?
And you'll say, I'm looking for such and such for this movie. These
right.
are the types
right.
of people. And, you know, from there. So it's like three circles from production, casting, and agent.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. No, right. that's true. It's very important. And that's why it's important to have an agent, so you have somebody working for you.
Mm-hmm.
And they will take a piece of your check. But that's good.
Right, because the more they bring you, the more they make. They're, so why not?
It's a good system.
So I'm going to back up. Actually, my son, Eric, was my Burger King boy.
Uh-huh.
And back in the days, I didn't know. It just kind of came naturally. I sent out his pictures to every agent. And then he got some agents in L.A.
Uh-huh.
And then I would send his picture to all the casting directors and producers.
Right.
And then with her name on it. So she called me up. She goes, Dawn, you'd be a great agent because you're doing the agent work. And so he got so much work out of that from
right.
doing that. But that was old mailings we send out now.
Well, that's the thing. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you really can't expect, particularly in this market and particularly if you're not big and you're not getting calls, you can't expect the agent to do everything
right.
for you. You have to keep in touch with your agents. There's a lot of work. You're still in charge of your career. That agent mm-hmm. is just getting you some work.
Well, I noticed too, I'm going to back up on something else. When I was an agent with Boca Talent, and it was people for Christmas would give us like pizza boxes with their face on it, or cups with their face on it saying, book me. They were very creative. Have you gotten any recent, well, gifts lately?
Not at all.
Really?
It's shocking how few gifts I get.
Really? So, you know,
I always joke about this in the holidays. I'm like, really? I get nothing.
Oh, my God.
The agents don't. Nobody sends me gifts, which is fine. I'm, you know, whatever. Yeah, it's so funny. Nobody sends me matzo ball soup when I'm sick. Nothing.
See, we would have
I am good friends. I'm fine, and I don't need gifts. But no, I get nothing.
It was more like just for their advertising. It was like a talent
right.
would say, book me, don't forget.
I used to,
yeah.
like, back in the day when I did workshops, I would talk about, like, this one talent I thought was great. You know, there would be a couple of things back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But they would, like, come in. I remember one guy with a microwave popcorn, and I just stopped. Popped by to see you. It's cute. Right? See, it's still memorable a couple of years later.
Yeah.
More than a couple.
See, I did this with a friend of mine that has a TV show. We have to go down Nighttime Miami, Bobby Kent, which he wants us to do some things with him. And I remember walking in with Dawn dishwashing liquid soap.
That's funny.
Yeah, and Reese's peanut butter cups. And
right.
so he says, Dawn, I never forgot that. We became
right.
great friends.
Exactly.
Dawn Reese, there you go.
No, that's funny.
Yeah. yeah.
That's good.
Right.
Sheree Johnson says, Rose, do you, wait, she says,
okay.
Rose, do you keep a library of headshots and resumes of actors and talent? And the answer is, no, I do not.
Okay.
Okay.
I use software, but that's why I keep, that's why I have talent agents keep libraries.
There
that's
you go.
For them.
That's
I use
part of
Casting Network software and Actors Access. breakdown services.
Somebody, okay, they have agents out there. They're going to watch you on Facebook, and then you're casting for something. You'll put it out there.
Yeah.
So they can say, hey, do they call their agent and say, hey, I see Rose casting for something. I'd like to be in that production. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah, so yeah. They better call their agents, not call me.
Yeah, exactly. But they're seeing the post on there, what you're looking for. So they're calling their agent. That's what I would do with my agent. Say, hey, listen, send me out for this. I just saw a posting on something.
If you see a post on my Facebook, it's going to tell you exactly what to do.
Right.
Yeah. If it says send an email, then just do that.
Right. That's so cool. Yeah, any other casting questions? Anything about Rose's life? It's the Rose Rosen Hour on Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese and Lisa
Reed. Another phone call?
Do we have another phone call?
727.
Where is everybody tonight?
441-3000.
Yes, Tyler. Oh, I see that Tyler was watching. I don't know if he still is. Hi, Tyler. You should call in and ask me a question. I know you have one.
I have a question.
I'm Marilyn. Is there a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a question.
Yes, Teresa.
Yeah. Do you think earning a degree in film and theater or business is a good idea to become a casting director?
A degree in
film or TV?
Film and theater?
Sure. I mean, I think casting is a weird job. I think you just have to know talent, first of all, and then second of all, have amazing organizational skills. Mm-hmm. Because, the truth is, if I'm going to see 250 people in a day, which I try not to do, I try to
but
keep it under 100.
But obviously you have in the past.
Yeah, of course. But if you see that many, you have to make sure that each person is, I call it bagged and tagged.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
But yeah, so that every person has to be, they have to have their name and their phone, all their, because God forbid the director picks somebody and somehow I mess it up or somehow, something happens where we get the wrong person on set, that would be horrific. Mm-hmm. And, thank God that's never happened. But I do have nightmares of it.
So a lot of people are watching. Let me just shout out some names here. We have Eric Zuli, and Eric is with Easy Way TV Network, and he's got so much going on. We'll get him on soon. He may have a question to call in.
I have Cousin Sharon. She's on.
Okay, come on, Sharon. Cousin Sharon,
you should call in.
727-441-3000.
Well, girls, we need to make it interesting.
Yeah,
call
I know. So,
all right. So Denise asks if you can have more than one SAG agent. The answer is yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, you can have so many, particularly in Florida. It's a normal course of business.
Oh, exactly. Wonderful.
David Vogel impresses me because we've done some work together, and he'll get up in the morning, have coffee, he'll go to Casting Network, he'll go to all these different casting sites, and he has done over 200 something commercials.
Sure.
And he doesn't just wait for his agent, so we're going to get him on shortly as a special.
No, but that's good.
Yeah.
But that's good. He's been around a long time.
Oh, I know. Any other secrets for talent to get them motivated? And let's go into classes, okay? Because some people say, oh, I'm a natural. I don't need an agent.
Well, that's ridiculous.
I don't need this.
You have to take classes.
Yes.
You have to take classes from some reputable people. I mean, that's... Mm-hmm. And you have to... acting is... It's a learned skill. It's all not a natural thing. I hate to tell you. And even if you are, quote unquote, a natural, you still need to learn stuff.
Exactly.
Right. It's just like anything.
It's almost like you got to learn etiquette. You got to learn the acting etiquette because people say, I'm funny, but that doesn't mean that I can, be on a show.
I mean, I don't go and just fuse glass. I have to learn how to do it. And then I can, then you can get better and better at it. And it's just with everything.
Well, my first acting teacher was Gordon Jump from The Maytag Man.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the days, but then I went to Charles Conrad, and then I went to comedy school. So I tried to learn so much craft in what I've done, but now it's the radio that's my passion to help people, and I've had a lot of success stories. But a lot of people don't know where to go for training. They'll say, well, I got to pay $2,000 or $4,000.
Right.
And so that's
crazy.
Why we have this show, because we're giving you the people like Rose Rosen, the casting directors like Keith from Alexa Model and Talent was on. These are the real people to open the doors of opportunity for. It's up to you to get headshots. But don't just get headshots and say, I'm an actor. There's a resume format.
No, that's right.
When you look at a resume as an actor that comes in, what do you look for? I mean, on that resume, are you looking for PowerPoint, theater? Oh, so, what they've done?
I mean, you wanted to jump off the page,
theater.
Right?
I love theater. I like that for a background. I really do. I like classes. Mm-hmm. I look at who they take their classes from.
Right.
I mean, here in St. Pete, I love Andy Matheny and Eugenie Bondurant.
So who is that? Explain
Andy
us,
Matheny.
Please.
You could A-N-D-I-M-A-T-H-E-N. What?
I haven't heard of him, so that's good.
You don't know Andy?
No, I haven't met him yet.
No, it's a girl.
A girl. See,
Andy
that's
Matheny,
also why.
She's adorable. She's like, no, I love her. And Eugenie Bondurant, she was on my Women in Film panel. You didn't come to the brunch, did you?
No, I didn't.
We'll
I know.
Talk about that later. Anyway, it was a fabulous Women in Film brunch at Sunscreen.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so, that's
you
right.
You girls
I saw the photos from Cherie. That was fabulous.
That brunch was amazing. You must come next year. It was a great event.
What about children? Does she teach children with Andy? Does she with adults?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, but she's here in St. Pete and she's great. Elvira says, what can an actor do so that they are on your mind during breakdowns? It's so interesting.
Yeah.
On the other side.
Very question. We're live on the air. 106.1 FM. Okay. We're having such a great conversation.
Wait, let's see. What can an actor do so that they are on your mind during breakdowns? I would say actors, if they are great actors, and if they have great behavior on set, oddly, mm-hmm. and in castings, that keeps them on my mind.
Right.
You show up early on time, you do what I ask you to do, you follow directions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hear good things from on set, I hear good things from your agent. That's how to keep you in my mind.
Right.
That's the answer to that.
How do we not get on Rose Rosen's other side in case, you know, if somebody's like, they go over their line and, you know, and you're talking about being late or calling you too much or calling the agent too much or what is
or not showing up at all.
Exactly.
I mean, there's 1,000 ways to get on my...
not good side, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because a lot of people will
ruin...
I have
a whole list in my program of that. I had them
of what
specially...
not to do.
No. The list of people.
Oh, the list. Okay, the list, the blackball list.
I had the computer programmer.
There you go.
Make a special dot for that for me.
There you go.
Because I can't always remember, and so I need to know.
Right. Bullet that list. Pun intended.
At some point, you're not coming back in.
Yeah. I have a list. It's in my Bible. I write names down. I say, okay, it's done. You take it.
Give it to God.
Great.
That's just mine. That's my list.
Give it to God.
Well, so, anyways, but also, too, is Vaughn, do we have another caller? Oh, you're on the phone. I don't know who he is talking to. But in the meantime, we just want to thank Famashi's Pizza down in Clearwater Beach. Go and see Anna over there. They have homemade, fresh everything. And pizza, pasta, 727-351-7632. We want to thank her for sponsoring part of the show today with pizza that we usually get from her. I didn't get
Where's
down there.
Where's the pizza?
I know. We have to get pizza.
Right.
And usually we have Spanish food from Mi Careta Restaurant and Bakery, but I couldn't make it.
I can't believe that. That's crazy.
Yeah, we were lucky to get here for the show. Both of us were just like, oh, I can't
believe
this.
Happy to be here.
And
we saved all those calories. Thank you.
Yes,
we did.
And, Cherie says the video is coming out soon, and that'll be on my Facebook, so look for that from the Women in Film brunch.
Awesome. That's going to be exciting, because she's such a great producer and
a great
videographer and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. So who is on the phone, Vaughn? We have somebody. You're welcome to Hollywood Connections Friday night. You're live on the air.
Hey, you guys are awesome. I believe in your dreams, and you are all doing a fantastic job. God has huge plans for you. Just wanted to let you all know.
Wow.
Thank you.
Is this somebody I know? I know this voice.
This is Jeremiah Knight, the author of Diary of the Holy Night, The In-Between.
Wow.
Where
are you calling from, Jeremiah?
I'm actually calling from Orange Beach, Alabama. Just a couple hours away.
Okay. Yes. So do you have a question for Rose by chance? She's a casting director. She does a lot of casting. Anything from your heart that you'd like to ask her?
Oh, yes. How does she look 28 at the age of 30? How does that work?
I don't know.
Because, hey, you're pulling it off. I don't know what...
Oh, stop. You're very sweet. Thank you for saying that.
What's the truth? Hashtag science. I guess my only question would be, like, what were the struggles, coming up with that position? And what do you see as, like, a real, challenge for your position in today's society?
Repeat that.
So, what was the struggles coming up, and what is the challenges today? Is that right?
Yes.
I think the struggles coming up were just getting enough work in this secondary market to New York and Los Angeles to make a living. You know, that's always been a struggle. I mean, thankfully here in Florida we have commercials, so that gets us through in between the film projects. It gets us through very well, in fact. So that's good.
Right.
And what was the second part? I'm sorry.
We have a gentleman that is a cat. Actually, he's Santa. He's the best Santa I ever met. He says Santa still needs a casting agent director.
Oh, that's adorable. But you need an agent. You don't need me.
Okay, Santa, we'll get you that agent.
Call yes. Keith.
Okay.
Yeah, call Keith.
Keith and Alexa.
Keith and Alexa.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, he says only Santa says 235 days till Christmas.
235 days till Christmas.
Hi, Bianca. Hi, Maurice. Look at all these people watching.
Yes.
Michelle.
Whoa. Yes.
Super cool. So
fun. Yes.
Hollywood Connections also, opens the door of opportunity. You know, if you go to tantalknetwork.com and you go to podcast or you put in Hollywood Connections,
right?
There are so many people. Just take out your pen and paper and start writing down, because we give you the people that will open the doors for you. It's up to you. Don't wait for that phone to ring.
Right.
Don't sit there and go, okay, my agent's not calling me. Go out and do something. Go look at all the casting directors. They're all putting stuff up on Facebook. Look at Frontier Casting. Okay, they do, frcasting.com. They do extras only.
Sure.
So they can go and just be for the families. You know, there's other opportunities. And if you need some help, let me know and call in. This is your opportunity to talk to us.
727-441-3000. Once again, 727-441-3000. I know somebody has questions out there who is an actor, actress, anything
about
nature.
Oh, here, do I like receiving postcards from actors?
Oh.
I don't mind that. I like that, actually. I think it's old school. This is from Elvia Hill.
Yes.
And I do like that because it doesn't take much of my day. And
that's
oddly,
true.
A postcard is fairly memorable. So, yeah, no, I think the answer is absolutely yes, Elvia. No question.
Okay.
So, hi, Ryan. Yep.
Are you working on anything new coming up?
That I can get an agent for, so that way they can get
it. You already have one. I sent you the paperwork.
I know you do. I haven't signed it yet, but yes, you are my agent.
Right, of course. Are you right. Nothing that I can talk about right now.
Okay.
I'm always working on commercials, and then I take certain other jobs.
What is the pay rate for commercials here in Florida for non-union and for SAG? I know the difference.
So,
is it better to be non-union, someone's asking, or to be in the union here?
Okay, so here, I mean, both are good.
Right.
Union rates are extremely good if you're doing a national commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And the non-union, if I'm putting it out, you're getting a decent rate. I don't put out small rate stuff.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I just, once again, I don't sign up to do that because it's important to me to have a good relationship with the entire talent base.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing I do casting like anywhere in the country, right?
That was a good question because not just Florida, there are people, they're watching from all over. So let's say Teresa, she's an actress. She can just keep posted.
Right.
And then is it more video auditions now as well?
So what happens is, you know, I have self-tapes. So my client might use me in Florida and realize that I have contacts in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I just, a couple weeks ago, did something there. And, you know, and I have the same, I have strong contacts all over the country.
Right.
So I'm able to cast anything anywhere, and it's all on self-tape anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be the way things are going.
Okay.
So, and you know, maybe we'll have a call back in the room. Maybe we'll have a Skype audition.
Oops, somebody's trying to call me there. Can you just push that red button there?
Yeah, the red button.
We're live on the air.
Yes.
Come fly with me.
We're
that's
back.
Frank Sinatra. Come fly with me. We only have 5 minutes.
No,
10 minutes. Yes, it's 8:54.
Hi, Garvin.
Yeah, so any other shout-outs, any other questions, anybody?
I have one.
Teresa. Go
ahead. Okay, how do you win an audition?
How do you win?
Yes.
I don't know if it's
get the part.
Well, you're right for the part. I mean, sometimes it's completely out of your control. Like, if I'm looking for an African American woman and you're Caucasian, it's not usually going to switch in the, you know, but sometimes it does. Sometimes I'm looking for a man and I present a woman and, you
and
know,
it can work.
It absolutely can work. Hi, Shane.
So what does Rose Rosen want to do? We have 5 minutes left. Is there anything that you want to do? You want to travel someplace or do you want to do something with your family?
Bucket list, something on your bucket list.
Something that you'd like to... traveling. I mean, okay. I don't do quite enough of it. I feel like I do some.
If you could go anywhere right now, where would it be? If you could leave tomorrow, where would you go and why?
I would go to London, I think.
Ooh.
Yeah. Just because, I haven't been to London, which I've been to Europe a number of times, but for some reason never made to London. So that's like on my like next thing to do list. It's not necessarily a bucket list thing. It's just, that's what once I have a moment, which doesn't always come easily.
Right. Or maybe do a movie in London.
Maybe.
There you go.
And I have contacts there.
Hey.
You know?
Working vacay. You get paid and you get to have fun.
We have like little meetings. I was on a meeting with the Skype with, a casting director in Prague. I mean, it's just so interesting. Oh, wow. Right?
Cool.
It's cool.
Yeah. There's an actor, Christopher Livermore. He is a reporter, actor, fabulous singer from London. He was one of our reporters and he's out there.
That's
and
cool.
He said, London needs Rose in her life. London needs Rose.
See? Yeah. I just called and look at that. And it just came through as I was saying, go to London, do something in London. Wow.
Yes. So before we end the show, again, this goes so super fast. And who is this beautiful lady next to you that says, rethink beautiful?
Ellen London. Hey.
Hi. And who is she? And what does she do?
She's my friend. We're calling her my entourage.
Yeah, she's your entourage.
Say hi to the people.
Hi. And my last name is London. We were just talking about London.
Wow. This is crazy.
Get a cup of tea afterwards and we'll just have a little talk.
There you go.
Not going to my New York.
I can't go anywhere without entourage.
So what do you do?
I am our digital marketing lead and national sales manager for a company called Leica Red.
Okay.
And we produce the largest amount of tomato extract in the world.
Oh, wow.
That's used for supplementation. And some of that is, and we're headquartered in Israel.
Oh, wow.
So we're an Israeli company, and Rethink Beautiful is all about thinking differently about the way that you look. And it comes from the inside and not from the outside. So
we're going to have to talk to you because we're going to be putting a health and wellness show during the week.
Yes. You got to download her app. It's
yes,
really
we're
cool.
going to talk about that.
We just started a new app called Little Glow. And you can find it on all the stores.
Little Glow.
Yeah, Little Glow. And it's different. We call it Pops of Positivity that you get to your phone 5 days a week.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And the things like meditate for 10 minutes, make cookies for your neighbor.
Wow.
Buy coffee for a stranger. Just things that you would
like pay it forward type things.
Kind of, but all different things. And no matter how you look on the outside, if you don't feel good on the inside, it's not gonna show.
Exactly. Correct. And the more that you help people get where they want to go, you're gonna get where you want to go.
Yes.
And remember, with just a minute, Rose, I want to thank you for being on this special hour, the Rose Rosen Hour on Hollywood Connections. We did
have fun. Hollywood Connections.
Right.
Yes, and Lisa, thank you, and we'll see
you
tomorrow.
Yes.
We're gonna be there.
And I want to, messaged you. My firstborn.
Hi, Melissa.
It's his birthday, so we're going to end the show with the last 30 seconds.
Oh, that's good. We sing
happy birthday. Actually, no, the Beatles. He's got the Beatles set up to sing for him. So
what?
Michael Lewis
he doesn't want us to sing?
Say there you go. Happy birthday, son.
Happy birthday.
Yes, happy birthday. I'm going to tag you in it. Michael Lewis Urban. He's on Facebook, and that
Michael
is my firstborn. Yes, 1996.
That's
so.
It. Yeah. See, isn't that what we talked about before?
Which was?
Nepotism.
Yes.
And remember,
I'm trying to get him on the show.
Give God all the glory and honor.
Yes.
Life. Watch things happen. And whatever you're going through, write it down. Put it in your Bible.
Thank
and
you
say, God is
for watching
yours.
Facebook Live.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Bye.
Good night.
We're good.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right.